Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back on a Chickies Monday, the WIP afternoon show, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz here in our new chairs once again, sitting back and firing takes. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I feel pretty good, brother Spike. It's good to see you guys again, fresh off of Monday. Listen, the weekend was quiet for everybody around here, unless you are. We are not. Yeah, unless you're one of those. Jackie Baseball, glad to see you covered up those stems of yours.
Yeah.
And you're back in. Holla at your boy.
Yep. No package situation this week.
Wow.
Yep.
Some would say there wasn't very much of a package situation last time.
Get the microscope out.
It's magnifying glass.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And you're crossing your legs and everything?
Well, I don't know how to sit.
Okay, yeah, you
don't. I don't.
We are at our new setup at Chickies and Pete's here in South Philly.
Get used to it.
Yeah, it feels good. I like it. It's a little different for me. You know, I'm a stander, not a sitter, but we'll figure it out. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6, and then the Players Lounge at 7 with this week's guest, Cam Juergens.
How about that?
So some big-ish Phillies news this afternoon. We'll get to the Eagles eventually, I promise you, and Za'Darius Smith retiring.
Out of nowhere.
But some big-ish Phillies news in that it's official, well, not official, but will be official, that Rob Thompson is returning as Phillies manager. Phillies announced there will be a press conference on Thursday that does have Dave Dombrowski as well as Rob Thompson, and John Heyman reported that Rob Thompson is safe for 2026, which is the final year of his extension. They gave him a two-year extension before this season. And I think I thought Rob Thompson did a really good job this year. So what I'm about to say, I don't think is it's not a negative Rob Thompson thing, but I am worried in them bringing back Rob Thompson that the Phillies are going to sort of bring back everybody and run it back and convince themselves that they can do the same thing they did this year. And it makes me think a little bit, and it was a good team this year, and I believed in the team, and I thought we had a bunch of guys have really good years. Kyle Schwarber had a career year. Trey Turner had one of his best seasons in years. I worry when thinking about next year's Phillies team and the next few years of the Phillies that this year is a lot like 2011 for the Phillies. And 2011, you could argue, was the best team the Phillies had in that era, right? Or at least the best regular season team. Won 101 games, I think, that year. And what they did was 102. And it ends with, you know, Ryan Thompson with the Achilles. And they have everybody back. And it was Roy Halladay had a great season that season, mm-hmm. but was never really effective again after that. And I look at this was we said the same thing about this year's team, is that it was the best team out of this run. Yeah. And we have Zach Wheeler there, and we hope Zach Wheeler's back. Mm-hmm. But there's certainly no guarantee that Zach Wheeler's back. And then if we bring back Kyle Schwarber and we bring back JT Realmuto, you have all these guys who are on the back nine. that we're hoping are going to have the same sort of production that they had last year, which were career years for some of those guys. Mm-hmm. And what it worries me is that we are locking ourselves into a future that will not be as good as the past. And the Rob Thomson thing is a sign to me that perhaps that's what's going to happen. Now, look, they may prove me wrong, and maybe there will be some changes. But I don't think that you can do the same thing, even though this team was good. I think they're going to have to do different things. And them bringing Rob Thomson back is a sign that maybe they don't believe that that's the case.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that since this story broke about an hour or so ago. And I got to be honest with you, I'm good with it. I would have been okay, depending on who they brought in to replace Rob Thomson. If you're going to bring in a Bruce Bochy, I would have been okay with that. Who's the Tennessee coach you guys brought up Friday?
Tony Vitello.
That certainly seems like a guy that I would have been on board with.
Oh, you would have loved him.
Don't know much about him. But Bochy, I would have been okay. But Rob Thomson, I certainly don't believe is at the top of the list. I don't even think he's in the top 3 to 4 reasons why this team didn't produce better in the postseason and go further as they should have, based on the talent on this baseball team. And so for that, I believe Rob Thomson, and I also believe Rob Thomson was more of a reason why this team won 96 games and won back-to-back National League East Division titles more than he wasn't. We often talk about the manager doesn't do a whole lot. He can't win you games, but he can lose you games. I call BS on that because I saw it this year with my own eyes where Rob Thomson truly managed, the true definition of managing a clubhouse. He managed this clubhouse to 96 wins with major contributors missing a vast majority of time this year, right? Like, he had his closer caught for PEDs. The star of the team, Bryce Harper, goes down. The pitcher late in the season, his ace, goes down. Ranger goes down for a while. Trey goes down for a while. Like, he had to manage his dealing with Castellanos all year long and finally pulling the plug on that nonsense and finally saying, you know what, you will be switched out late in games, or we will platoon you because this is what's best for the team. And the team took off because of that. They were better because of the moves Rob Thomson made, sticking with certain guys that he stuck with, that he believed in, and they came through for him. So, and I understand what happened in the postseason. I understand that. And I understand managerial decisions in the postseasons are magnified, and you can't miss on those. He missed on one or two of those. I agree. But guess what? His guys didn't do him any favors either. His guys at the top of the lineup didn't do him any favors because they didn't produce. So when you're trying to manage your C-plus to B-minus players to beat arguably the most talented team in baseball in a series, that's hard to do when your top guys don't show up. You know what happens when your top guys show up? You put belt to ass to the LA Dodgers, 8-2. That's what happened when your top guys showed up. And Rob Thomson can sit there in the dugout. But it was difficult for him to get past his team, the Dodgers, and that's why everybody wants him gone, because they didn't beat the Dodgers. It was difficult for him to get past his team when his top guys doesn't show up. So I'm good with that. And I push back against any notion that changing the vast majority of this team is a good thing. I'll just tell you, you tinker with success, you had better be right. Because saying we had to try something because what we were doing wasn't working isn't going to matter when we're not making the playoffs next September, when we're sitting at home. Nobody's going to care about that. So when you talk about major contributors on this team, Dave Dombrowski needs to really sit back and think about, where do you change dollar versus production? This is a 96-win team, a win or two from having the best record in baseball. We can take a deep breath and reevaluate what we have. This is not a bad baseball team. It's not a bad baseball team. You can make some minor changes. I don't know about major changes. I like this baseball team.
215-592-9494. Are you happy the Phillies are bringing Rob Thomson back?
Don't laugh at me.
Well,
I'm not.
They were a good baseball team this year.
Yeah.
I think the question is if you keep everything the way that it is, you bring back Schwarber, you bring back JT, are you confident that they will be that team next year and the year after? Because what you're really doing is you sign up for Kyle Schwarber, you're signing up for probably 4 years. If we get lucky, it's 3 years, but it's mm-hmm. probably 4 years. You have Bryce Harper here the next 6 years. You have Trey Turner here the next 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing, probably not much you can do about Bryce Harper and Trey Turner. There's nothing you can do about the Aaron Nola contract. There's nothing you can do about Zach Wheeler. The ones that you can do something about are the ones that you have the choice on now. And what I would say is maybe you're as good next year, maybe, mm-hmm. but I look to that 2011 Phillies team, and I look what they did, and it became very, very difficult for them to get out of what they were doing because they committed so much money to players who were heading into the post-prime.
A little different. I think these guys are in better physical condition than those guys were at 2011. Now, you can make the comparison between Zach and Doc,
yep.
if that's what you want to do, because Zach is coming off this major yep. injury with the blood clot. But when I look at the everyday players, you know, J-Roll and Ryan Howard, the way that season ended, and Chase Utley, I don't know how many of those guys were – how many – like. What type of years did they have after that individually? And Ryan was injured. Like, I don't see – If Bryce Harper is playing 140 games, 135 games, he's hitting 30 home runs. He's hitting 30 home runs. He's going to bat 280. He's going to bat 280.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I am. Yeah. As sure as anybody could be of anything else.
For sure.
Because that's what his track record has said. As long as he can walk and chew gum, he's going to do that. Like, that's what he's going to do. He did 27 home runs in this short period of time. Kyle Schwarber, as long as he's a DH and playing in this ballpark, he's going to hit you 40 home runs a year in this lineup. This lineup, he's going to hit you 40 home runs. Trey Turner just won the batting title. I'm not getting rid of Trey Turner. Played great over there, shortstop defensively. And I'll fight this until you show me somebody that they signed that's better. And if y'all tip my cap, because there are better third basemen out there. But for the dollars that you spend at third base, you ain't getting a better – you're not getting a better third baseman than Alec Bohm. You're not, for the dollars that you spend over there. Now, you may go over there and spend $20 million for a third baseman. Okay. Like, but that's what you're going to spend. Like, you're going to spend money to get better production. You're going to get better. And he hits for average. He drives in runs when he's healthy. He plays a decent third base over there. His only thing is lacking power. Okay. When you go over there and find a guy that can hit you 20, 25 home runs, and you'll pay him 10 to 15 extra million. I don't know. Cost cutting says I'd rather have Bohm for $12 million a year at third base. That's a solid price for what he gives you at third base. That's just me.
215-592-9494. Phil's bringing back Rob Thompson. Are you happy? We'll get to next question, also what Jackie Baseball thinks, right after Ike tells you this about Emmons.
Hey, are you looking for the best for your home? Let me keep it real with you. The most expensive roofing job, it's the one you have to do twice. Now, that's why I trust Emmons Roofing and Siding. These guys have been doing it right for over 35 years. The first time, every time. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, they do it all, and they back their work with a lifetime roof warranty as an Owens Corning Platinum contractor. Call Emmons today at 855-4-EMMONS or check them out online at callemmons.com, and don't forget to tell them Ike Reese sent you.
Fritz, what do you think of Rob Thompson being back?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, you know, because I do think they are going to bring it back with mostly the same core. I think it's going to be re-signed Schwarber, re-signed JT, Ranger walks, you find a Casty trade partner, you bring up Justin Crawford, and that's pretty much it. So it's mostly the same guys coming back. And, you know, Ike mentioned it, but there's a real opportunity to go get a guy that is a four-time World Series champ in Bruce Bochy. And with Rob Thompson, I think he's a great regular season manager. And I thought that this year he did a great job. But again, in the postseason, some of his decisions were highlighted. And he might be a guy that can just get you to the dance, but can he put you over the top? And if you're going to run it back with the same core, getting a guy that just put a team over the top in a semi-similar situation with the Rangers a couple of years ago, that's probably something I would have really, really considered and tried to shake up. Like, they might move on from Kevin Long. Is that going to really change that much? I mean, it could. But I would lie if I didn't feel a little disappointed today that there's not some move coming. And they could have shaken this up and gotten a guy that's led the team to a World Series as close as 2 years ago. So a little disappointed.
So we do have a next question today because we have one final pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour, which is tomorrow at the TLA on South Street in Philly. Each ticket includes a copy of AI's new book. For tickets and more information, visit Ticketmaster.com. It is a rainy day.
Yes.
So you'll call up with your sports point, and we'll ask you next question, and the best one gets the AI tickets. And the next question is, give us a rainy day movie, your number one rainy day movie. Jack, what is yours?
A Day After Tomorrow with Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid. That's such a good flick, man.
I've never seen
it's
that.
Always on. Like,
is that the one where everything freezes?
Yeah. Okay. A Day After Tomorrow. Yeah. Good rainy day. Always on the daytime TV.
Yeah.
When you're home from school or something. Come on, man. It's a good film.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen
that.
No, I've flipped it on and then flipped it off.
Oh, it's a stick and click or click and stick.
All I remember is seeing Jake Gyllenhaal cold. That's what I remember. Everything frozen with Jake Gyllenhaal. Ike, you have a rainy day movie?
Of course I do. I'm going with the number one rainy day movie. It's one of my top 5, top 10 movies of all time.
Okay,
The Titanic.
Oh yeah, I still haven't seen that.
Come on, Spike.
You're so weird.
Come on, Spike.
All the Titanic,
you haven't seen it.
The really popular things you don't like.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be in that middle ground.
Yeah, like everything is too much. Like Godfather, won't watch it.
Nah.
Titanic, won't watch it.
No, nope.
Don't like the Beatles.
Nope.
Like,
no, that's not true. I like the Beatles.
I don't know if you're a Beatlesman.
I'd like the Beatles.
Beatles or Stones?
Jackson 5.
I would take Stones over the Beatles.
Seriously,
yeah.
I'm not in on either the Beatles or the damn Stones.
Oh, well, that, come on.
Oh,
come on, man.
Here we go.
All right.
The closest thing I got to the Beatles was the Monkees.
Well, yeah.
Remember that show?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I did good tunes.
Wasn't that was like a ripoff of the Beatles, right?
Yeah, it was sort of.
A real group?
Well, I don't think it was. I don't think it started as a real group, but that because it was just for the TV show.
Right.
But then I think people ended up liking the Monkees.
Yeah.
So mine is Dark Knight. I think Dark
as
Knight.
As in Batman.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, Dark Knight or Dark Knight Rises. But actually, either one of them, I think they're
both. Well, the Heath Ledger one's a good one.
Yeah, well, but so is the Bane one.
Ooh, that's the best one.
Yeah, I like the Bane one.
The Bane was the best one.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
You didn't see the Bane one?
That's the best one.
Nah. That's Dark Knight Rises. That's a good one.
Yeah, I heard good things.
Oh, dude, it's good. Yeah. Great scene in the football stadium.
Yeah.
You remember that one? Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. That's the best one.
Oh.
Dark Knight Rises.
I was raised in the darkness.
I was raised in the darkness.
That's
pretty good, right?
All right. 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson returns as Phillies manager. And for next question today, give us your rainy day movie. Winner gets a pair of tickets to the AI Misunderstood Book Tour tomorrow at the TLA. Chris in Broomall starts us off. Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up, Chris?
Guaranteed. Well, it's a great thing that Thompson's back. I know some people are going to complain that some game management skills he's lacking. He's a player's manager. He keeps them all in line. He knows how to work with different personalities. But I guarantee that Schwarb is gone. He's gone. If he wanted to sign, they would have signed him at some point during the season. He is not going to be sticking around. Somebody is going to pay him a boatload of money to go. And that's just the way.
I think 3 years, $35 million gets it done.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let him go. And I think it is sort of indicative.
Not
that letting Kyle Schwarber is a good thing to do. Letting go of Kyle Schwarber is necessarily a good thing to do. But, like, fortune favors the bold, right? And you're going to have to make room at some point. And overpaying a DH is just – I can't get there on it, and I think they're going to do it. And the money that you think is going to be out there for him, I don't think is going to be out there. He's a 32-year-old DH. Who had a career year, and you pay somebody off a career year, you're paying for last year, not the future. This year doesn't line up with his other seasons. I actually don't think the money's going to be out there that you think is going to be out there.
But he's also become a better hitter every year. He's seeing pitches better. He used to strike out a ton more. He is just doing better. I mean, it's just a fact.
I think I could make an argument he was a better hitter. He didn't hit as many home runs, but the thing that you're talking about, I thought he did better in 2024 than he did in 2025.
As far as hit.
Yeah, it's just as far as hitting, as far as taking singles when they're there. I thought I didn't think the second half of this year he was very good, and I think it showed in the playoffs, actually, when he just sort of lost it. It showed at the end of the year. But I think Kyle Schwarber will be back. I think it would be a very difficult decision for them not to bring Kyle Schwarber back.
I'm going to pose a question that you guys are going to avoid, but what do you think of getting rid of Harper?
Nope.
He has shown that his career is on the downside of it. He's not. He didn't do that well this year. He slid in last year. He was going downhill. What do you think of that? By getting three players, getting. I agree with Ike as far as keeping Boehm and Trey.
Yeah, but get rid of Bryce.
Remember, Chris, he's got a no-trade clause, so he's only going where he wants to go. And then the second thing is everybody – I don't think you're getting a haul for Bryce Harper. I really don't. I think he means more here than he is on – that he means in a trade. Because they're trading for that the rest of that contract, too. They're aware that
– But that's a bargain, that contract. I'm looking at some of these – look at Soto's contract.
And there's only 6 years left of it.
And he's not going to be able to knock on
$33 million a year. That's a bargain.
He's at like 27. Yeah,
20. That's even better.
Chris, do you have a rainy day movie for us?
I do, but you guys aren't going to like it. Midnight Run with.
Oh, it's a great movie. You kidding me?
Midnight Run. Is that De Niro?
De Niro. Yeah.
Midnight Run. Charles Grodin. De Niro.
Oh, that's a great flick. That's a great flick. You've seen that, right? I'm sure you've seen it.
Was that a rainy day movie?
I think it might have been at one point.
All right, so.
Yeah.
This is my fault. When we said rainy day movie.
Yeah.
I think of, snugged up with your significant other.
Yeah.
A little chilly outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That we think about.
That can mean something different to everybody.
Sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, some people may come in with Die Hard as a rainy day.
Yeah, look. Listen. Look.
That's what you watch.
Yeah. If that's what you watch, that's what you watch.
It's what it is.
And Jack,
some would say Hitch.
Jack, you haven't seen. You've never seen Midnight Run?
No shot.
You would love it.
No shot.
No, I don't like any of the old De Niro movies.
It's a host. Ooh. What's up?
Like Taxi's a horrible movie.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not called Taxi. It's called Taxi Driver.
Again, his career started with Ocean's 11 and Meet the Parents.
All right. Okay. All right. Get out. You don't like
in Ocean's 11.
Right.
You're an idiot.
I like the older version of De Niro rather than the younger version. Well, I hated the boxing movie.
But Midnight Run's in the 80s. Midnight Run is like late 80s or mid 80s.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Horrible movie.
You've never even seen it.
Raging Bull is a classic.
I had to watch it in college.
It's a classic.
Terrible.
Classic. Classic.
Once he went gray, that's why I was back in with De Niro.
Okay.
Yeah. 215. The intern, you ever see the intern with him?
No. 215-592-9494. Are you happy the Phillies bring Rob Thompson back? We will get to the day in the NFL yesterday and the huge.
Disrespect Bobby D, man.
Yeah.
I like Robert De Niro. I don't like the younger De Niro out on that.
Goodfellas.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I liked Goodfellas. Well, that's where his career started.
Yeah, but Goodfellas is the same era as Midnight Run.
Exactly. It's all 80s.
It's not 70s.
Yes. It's the 80s.
Again, Taxi Cab, bad movie.
Taxi Driver! You moron.
I may have confused him with Taxi Cab because I said that.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk about the retiring of the Philadelphia Eagles. Who saw this coming? We are at Chinky's and Pizza's in South Philly. The Jordan Mailata Show is at 6, then Players Lounge with IQ, Elliot, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Wow.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, 2:30 Tupac every day. We're at Chinky's and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events. Always better with Chinky's and Pete's. Have your next event catered by Chinky's and Pete's. Online at chinkysandpete's.com.
Is that a good reaction?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That's deep into the archives.
Come on, man.
That's Thug Mansion.
Never a doubt.
Was that buzzed when deep in the archives, or
nah,
was that you?
No, I put that in there today.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Come on, man.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the difference online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad the Phillies brought back Rob Thompson? Ike, what do you think the poll results are on that?
I don't know. I'll say knee-jerk reaction. Probably most people aren't happy. But I think there's enough people who thought Rob Thompson did a good enough job that they aren't surprised that he's back. So it's going to be close to 50-50. I'll lean, just because it's new, I'll go 58% say he shouldn't be back.
51% yes, that they're glad he's back,
okay,
which is more favorable than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It was
I knew it would be close, though.
Yes.
I knew it would be close.
It was a weird ending to the Philly season in that I think we all just felt kind of bummed.
Yeah.
And there was some – and especially the way that it ended, because there was no one you could – one wants to pin it on a Ryan Kerkering because they only scored one run, and everybody feels kind of bad, and he just screwed up. So it was this sort of incomplete ending, and it almost seems as though if Ohtani had hit a home run or something, we would have just unleashed on the top three guys.
Yeah.
But because it ended the way it ended, I think everybody was just bummed, and there isn't that outrage. Everybody knows that the team that they were playing compared to last year when they lost to the Mets. And and they didn't go down sad. You know, they just went down.
Yeah, I agree. I think all that plays a part into it. And you look at that last game, there are multiple facets of that game that you could pin on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, like you just said, it's not one person coming out of that game, even though Orion Kerkering's last play is the image that we'll always have with that game. But the top of the lineup coming up short, particularly Harper, Schwarber, and even Bohm in a couple situations in that sixth, seventh, and eighth inning where they had chances to drive in a run, and maybe it doesn't even go into extra inning. I mean, Duran coming in and walking in.
Yeah, how about
game time run?
How about Duran walking in a run and nobody saying
a word about it? Nobody said a word about it. Yeah.
Although the one clip that was going around Twitter over the weekend, speaking of Bohm, that ball he hit to the wall, the night before, that's a home run. And I feel like that way. So it's like there's so many little things from that game that you're going to be thinking about for a long time.
Yeah, it's a disappointing loss in the series. This is a weird team, man, because I think there are a lot of fans that truly like this team. Like me, I like this team. And there are a lot of the players that I'm excited about. I'm hoping Bader comes back next year. I don't want to change the entire team. Now, if Dave Dombrowski somehow pulls a rabbit out of his hat and starts making trades that we don't foresee, and you're bringing in some new blood and some new excitement, we'll obviously get behind that. But, I mean, it's a good baseball team. And I wouldn't want to see this team stripped from either letting guys leave and not paying them or trading off guys and bringing in some possiblies. That's my only thing.
I
like postseason baseball, even though it's been heartbreaking two straight postseasons.
I just think if they bring the guys back, they have to be very confident that the team's going to be as good next year, even with those guys. Because that is the worry, that you're signing yourself up for, again, Trey's contract here for a while, Bryce's contract here for a while. You sign a Schwarber, that's a lot of money with three guys that are 33 years old, you know, moving forward. So, speaking of older guys, Za'Darius Smith retired today.
Out of nowhere.
Damn, dog.
No notice anywhere. Now, maybe it was one of those things where he skipped camp, and he came back, and he said to himself, man, I can't do this anymore. This is harder than I remember. Yeah. Maybe he's not – he had a good first game. We didn't hear his name very much after the first game. Maybe he wasn't as effective as he thought he would be. But I think this – they got a the trade deadline is 3 weeks away. Mm-hmm. I think it's the first week of November. Trey Hendrickson is sitting there. Joe Flacco is not saving that team.
I don't know, man. You see Joe yesterday? Man, just got there 2 days ago.
That team's not going to be anything. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs. They should go trade for Trey Hendrickson. You think the Bengals could make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
What are they, 2-4?
2-4.
Yeah.
Dude, this league is so wide open right now. I'm telling you, it wouldn't be surprised if somebody who's sitting under 500 right now, that they're better the second half of the season. Some of these teams that have gotten off to a hot start, they sort of peter out a little bit, and we got a bump. It wouldn't surprise me if there are 20 teams that are legitimately in the playoff hunt in mid-December. Would not surprise me.
I just think that there's a lot of things that are not working on the Eagles right
yes.
now. Now, there are some of them that are not a personnel issue. Or at least not a personnel issue that you're solving. The offensive ones, maybe you could think about a guard or something, but it's not really a personnel issue. The pass rush is a personnel issue. It just is.
Yeah.
They depended on Nolan Smith, and Nolan Smith played well when he was in. He wasn't game wrecker, and he's been hurt a lot of times throughout his career.
Yeah.
Relying on Jalix Hunt to be there, you know, and then we have Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari, all that.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson could make a real difference on this football team. You get a real pass rush in there, all of a sudden your secondary issues maybe aren't as vast as they are now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it costs. It costs you a third-round pick, costs you a third and a fourth or something like that to bring in a true elite-level, like all-pro-level football player
yeah.
that you're not committed to past this year. If that's a possibility, they have to really, really consider getting Trey Hendrickson because they're going to have to do something, I think, at the edge.
Man, I'll listen. For the right price, I could go for it. Third is too high for me. That's too high for me for Trey Hendrickson. Here's why it's too high for me. I'm not sure how much more I want to invest in this team. I don't know how much, from a draft capital standpoint, I don't know how much more I want to put into this team. This team seemingly can't get out of their way. I mean, Howie has made more trades in a month than I don't know if I ever seen he made. He traded for John Michi. He traded for Sam Howell.
Tank Bigsby.
He traded for Tank Bigsby.
Ja'Cory right? Bennett.
We traded for Ja'Cory Bennett. Like, how many trades are we going to make giving up draft picks? Now, I know we haven't given up high draft picks, but we've used some draft capital with lower draft picks that really all we have left is high draft picks and maybe a few mid-round picks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
So if you told me I could get Trey Hendrickson for one of those fourth round picks, okay, I guess I wouldn't, because it's a fourth round pick and we got two of them, I wouldn't go crazy over it, but I'm not giving up anything higher than that. And here's the thing with this team. Part of the problem with this team, I think right now, that there are too many personalities in there. Bringing someone else in, trying to get them to fit into what they're doing, I don't know how beneficial that's going to be. You got players in here right now who can't get out of their own way, and they need to get out of their own way. Right? If I know we say this tongue-in-cheek, but if you want to bring in a BG, I don't know what he's going to give you production-wise, but if you want to bring him in as far as having somebody that gives you depth, how about Azeez Ojulari get his ass out there? Didn't he get $4 million this year?
Yeah, and he had one okay game, and then he was invisible against the Giants.
And I keep thinking he's Aguilar, too, at 13.
Well, let's get him out there. What I'm saying is, look at all the moves Howie has made, and it hasn't paid off.
But you know what my problem
is? I'm going to keep giving away money and picks for players who – why do we get Tank Bigsby?
Well, that my problem is if you're going to trade – if you're going to
even field kicks.
How about this? If you trade for a player, how about we trade for, I don't know, good players? Instead of trading for a guy who couldn't get – you know, couldn't get on the field for the Jaguars, for who the Raiders didn't want in Jacorian Bennett, who John Metchie,
Houston,
I mean, who knows?
Want.
Yeah, like, how about a guy who is good? I don't know. How about investing draft picks? And I hear what you're saying with investing in this team. Dude, I hear it. I understand what you're saying. But then I start thinking about after this year. And do we know if Lane, how many more years are we going to have the talent that we have on this team? I don't know if AJ is going to be here next year. I don't know if Lane Johnson's going to be here next year. I don't know. I would double down on the year where you know you have those guys. I hear what you're saying.
You know what it reminds me of, Spike?
What's that?
Reminds me of 18 or 19. What year did we get like Golden Tate and some of those guys?
Yeah, that was 18. After the season.
It reminds me of that. Like, you're doubling down on something that isn't right on the inside. Something isn't right on the inside.
Yeah.
And bringing in someone else isn't going to make that right. All you're doing is adding to what's not right. That person comes in. Is he fully committed to being here when he sees whatever is going on, if there's a bunch of stuff going on? Like, if this team was – if we didn't have this noise around the team right now, and they were – even if they were just 4-2, but they were fighting to sort of get things fixed and we didn't hear about all the other stuff with AJ and Jalen, right? If we didn't have all that stuff, then maybe I'd be okay with it. But it's this has too much of 18 and 19 feel to me, where we're just putting Band-Aids over stuff, even though we know something isn't right there.
Well, 23, they traded for Byard, too.
23.
Kevin Byard, yeah.
We brought in Byard. Is that the year we brought in
Shaq Leonard was last year, right?
I was going to say, Shaq Leonard was that year.
Was
I
that year?
Yeah, that was not
was
last
that year.
Year,
23.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was that year. And it reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Like, just bringing those guys in, and they didn't really add to the team, nor could they still play. They couldn't play anymore. And for whatever reason, the eye seems to be off this year when it comes to picking talent.
Yeah, I would say so.
Some years you got a hot eye, man. Like, everything you see is good.
Well,
that was 2024 when we got Coop. We got
Quinyon. Zach Bond.
Zach Bond. Like, everything hit.
They got a little cute this year. They got a little cute.
Yeah, this year we're not really hitting with the people that we're bringing in.
That's why they need to re-sign BG. Save the locker room.
Listen. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Spike, Udonis Haslam was on the Heat until he was 45.
Yeah, like, it's basketball, and he never played.
Yeah.
You want
yeah.
BG to come in and play.
Well, no,
I love
BG. Actually, I want him to come in and just bring good vibes.
Like, that's what we need. The only thing that can save the season.
That's actually what I want him to come in and bring, good vibes.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should make a move for Trey Hendrickson? We'll get to your calls right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. Right now at Colonial, all through October, the sales event that's going on at Colonial right now, I wouldn't wait. Through October 31st, every car on the lot has this red tag on it. What does it mean? It means you're getting a deal. Drive home with your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade, Hyundai Santa Fe, the award-winning Tucson, $199 a month, only a Colonial. And the thing that you're driving in, the trade, they're going to give you more than anybody else. They're guaranteeing you, at the very least, $6,500, no matter what condition it's in. And any of those new Hyundais that you leave Colonial with come with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there right now. Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown or online at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease tier one credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
They really lucked out in 22 when they got Joseph and Sue. If that was the last time I felt like this worked.
Turned out, yeah, it turned out okay for us, yeah.
Like, Sue was great.
Yep.
215-592.
We needed him that year. We needed D tackles, remember?
215, yeah. Just like we need an edge, get Trey Henderson. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, that was a good one. We are not. Boy, I like that.
My hey, Penn man, State look. People, they're not happy.
Yeah, we're all Penn State haters up here, yeah, right? The entire show?
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey,
yep, no, yep, I'm not a Penn State hater.
A little bit. Yeah.
Hey, y'all got to come to the O in a couple of weeks. Ooh, might get worse.
Do you think all the old people are going to take a trip up to Penn State this year? Or do you think they canceled the trip?
Yeah, they canceled all those trips.
Oh. Nah, they sold the tickets.
Go hang out at the student bars. Dressed up. All reclaiming the glory years. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right, are you good? But look, man. This is my thing with this team. How we all these trades and stuff he makes, it always be on the offense. Listen, one thing I will say. Like you giving Vic Fangio imitation cheese and all that. Give him some real cheese. Like I know you give Vic Fangio some real ingredients. He can cook. These other dudes, you going out paying all these guys, giving all these Tank Big T, all these every trade, every move, offense. Like you giving Vic Fangio 99-cent pepper and all that. Like you know what I'm saying? Like give him some real ingredients. That's my thing. I'm with Ike. Like, listen, the vibes, I don't know. Sirianni, I went on the rant Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sirianni, you was tough, detailed together. This team don't look tough, don't look detailed or together. I don't know what you're coaching, but it's like, I need y'all to get it figured out. Jalen Hurts, I don't need to go through the spiel again. You my guy, but, dog, I need you to hit the open guy. I need you to know what you're doing. And the receivers, AJ. When have y'all ever heard AJ say, I got to be better? Always somebody else, right? I ask you who I say needs to take accountability on Friday. That guy. I ain't never heard AJ say I got to be better. It's always this not good, that ain't good, it ain't good. I need something from him. You know what I'm saying? Can you be better? I need you to run your routes to the full potential, even if you're not getting the ball. But look, how are we going to make a trade? This is going to be the first inner sports trade. Listen, Cincinnati, I give y'all Kyle Schwarber for Trey Henderson. And some Skyline chili right now. You know what I'm saying?
You can keep the Skyline chili.
I think. Come on, man.
Would you rather trade for Trey Henderson or Denzel Ward?
Well, you know what that is. Oh, stay, baby.
Oh, I forgot. Get off the phone. Get off the phone.
Yeah. You forgot.
Well, that's a good question, though.
Corey, for next question, though, you got a rainy day movie?
Yeah, I do. But look, I can't see Nicki Minaj and Cardi B out there no more, so we got to do something. We gotta make a trade, go all in, or just roll what we got. You know what I'm saying? But I'll go with Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a
which one?
Day
the first
movie.
One?
Yeah,
the
I think.
OG?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's been too many of those.
Yeah, I'm like in on the first four.
The really?
That's a long way for me.
Yeah,
there's like seven of them though, right?
Yeah. Well, the most recent one was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I haven't seen
the one before that with Chris Pratt wasn't great either.
Well, I didn't see that.
That's what I'm saying. See, I think
the
I'm
old saying, the one in the 90s are great,
but. My wife and I went to see the one that just came out. 20 minutes into it, we're looking at each other going, is this real?
You said Scarlett Jo mailed it in on that
She did mail it in, and I love her, but she mailed it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cashing that check.
So what is the Cardi B, Nicki Minaj thing that he was trying to say there?
Yeah.
Well, he's calling I'm assuming he's calling our defensive ends Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Why?
Or he's – I don't know.
Oh.
They're beefing.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe he's talking about,
maybe he's talking about Jalen and AJ.
Yeah, well, I thought about that, but then he wouldn't do that to Jalen.
I don't know, man. He's got a little sharp tongue towards Jalen.
He does.
Yeah, and Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are beefing.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And I'd rather have an edge than a cornerback. If you gave me – you said Denzel Ward.
Oh, yeah?
I'd rather have an edge than a cornerback, yeah. You can't win not getting pressure on the quarterback. And I know we weren't great at it last year.
Good coverage can help you.
It can help, but we're not nearly as good. It helped last year, but we were better up front than we are that last year. We were better up front last year than we are this year. We just were.
My leading sack guy still only had like 8 sacks, 9 sacks.
But he was there, and BG was good for that first half of the year. And I don't know.
Yeah, we were better than this. Yeah, this is a low bar.
And I think you can't Jalen Carter being
limited.
But
you would agree
year.
Our secondary was better than our defensive.
Much better. Yeah. That's what I say. We got cute on everything. We got cute and cheap on everything. And, you know, Isaiah Rodgers was right there as a cornerback who's looked pretty good so far this year. Mm-hmm. So they.
Is he a starter?
For them, yeah, I believe so.
Is he? Okay.
Well,
I don't know. I see his name on. He played pretty good for us last year.
He can play three corners.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a starter or not. Yeah. I don't know.
Ward, Quinion, Coop.
Not a bad three. I love it.
Not a bad three.
Tua, and hopefully we will air Nick Sirianni's press conference at 3:15. Hopefully we get an update on Quinion Mitchell, who left the game with a hamstring on Thursday. So hopefully we get an update there. We get an update on Jalen Carter, you know, who didn't play in the game because of the heel. So. Yep.
I forgot all about that.
And Coach Sirianni can't use the excuse that he doesn't know yet because the game was Thursday. So he should know.
I can't wait for his answer on why is Darius Smith retire.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
Did he say – I read the post. Did he say it was something personal?
No, he just said that when it's time, it's time. This is my next season. Yeah. That was pretty much
now, it. Now, Russini reported that it was personal, a personal decision.
That's why I saw it. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I don't know what that means, though.
Yeah, I think that just might mean that nothing forced it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, the Eagles didn't force him to retire. It was just,
215-592-9494. Dave in Lansdale, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, really cool to talk to you guys. Good afternoon.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Really cool to talk to you.
Yep.
Yeah. I just want to talk some Phils. I think as far as, like, JT's contract, I think they should re-sign him to a two-year deal, but I think they should find another catcher. Like, if I were to give you a player comp, obviously he's retired, but, like, a Victor Martinez who could hit lefties and righties. Or, like, go to other organizations, look in their farm system and see what catchers are thriving and up and coming for this year. Find a starting catcher and have JT as a backup. Also, I don't know what
the
budget.
Well, hold on, Dave. Dave. JT's going to want $20 million a year.
I'm not shying away from the fact that he still wants to be paid like a starting catcher. And
well, but you can't pay him.
Dave.
You can't pay him that to be a backup.
Yeah, then
they're probably not going to do that.
They need to find a developmental catcher. Like, they need to, you know, draft. Or.
But he's not going to start this year. Yeah, JT.
And JT's value. Yeah, but JT's value is what he does with the pitching staff more so than what he does at the plate. The play is like an added bonus.
Except he doesn't frame pitches.
Well, I try to tell him that.
No, I know you told us.
Well, he's a bit lazy when it comes to framing pitches. But calling the game, he's fine.
Yes.
Well, maybe that cost us in that game four.
Well, I did watch Alejandro Kirk correctly defend the plate last night in a throw.
Oh, yeah.
That was infuriating to think about again.
Is the rule – thank you for the call, Dave. Is the rule – does the infield have to be in for you to block the plate?
Yes.
Okay. Was the infield in when that happened with JT? Because I don't think it was.
Yeah. But it was in because they went full infield in. Yeah. Because Trey was playing –
Okay.
Yeah,
he was all right.
He was playing.
That's how he got to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was a little dribbler.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't
a hard hit. All right. Coming up next, more A.J. Brown
rumors.
Thought
he missed that tag last night, too.
Oh, they should have reviewed it. He was out. He was safe. He was safe.
Right, yeah.
But he still dropped the knee and, like, protected the play.
I love playoff baseball. I go watch any two teams play playoff baseball.
It's great.
Any two teams. Doesn't matter to me. The way that most people can watch football, I can watch the playoff baseball.
I had to watch myself lose money on Lions, Chiefs.
That was a great
game. There you go. Well, what are you not losing money on?
Dude, we're in a rut. And I cannot stop betting on the freaking London game, even though I've never won.
You can't bet on the London game.
It's impossible not to.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Spike, it's something to gamble on at 9:30 in the morning.
It's a good $10.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I agree.
Are you happy the Phillies have brought Rob Thompson back, and would you consider trading a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson? Coming up next, more A.J. Brown rumors from a legitimate source about the idea of trading him in season. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.